it could be a great point for us. They possibly needed to beat us more than what we needed to beat them, although we want to win every game we play. But with us having a 6-point gap on them, it was a chance for them to close to 3, and I thought they were terrific when they went down to 10 men. I thought it was harsh to send them off. Possibly the referee thought it was harsh, because he certainly, every decision after that certainly seemed to favour them. But I thought they were superb in the first half, Carlisle. They harried us, they chased us, they deservedly took the lead, and they had us on the back foot and could have scored again. And not many teams have done that to us here, especially with 10 men. So you've got to give them a lot of credit. But then possibly they fell into the trap of when we got the man sent off, which again was ridiculous, beyond belief ridiculous. I think that might have just took their eye off the ball, and we looked like the only team who was going to score after that, and we did, and then we looked as though we were the only team who were going to win it after that. Looking at the way Carlisle played in the first half tonight, you'd have to wonder how they've only won one out of 9 games or 10 games. You'd have to question that, because they looked a good side tonight, full of energy, full of beans, full of pace, and they did a number on us, very physical, took advantage of the long throws, and pinned us back. But I have to say, I know we've gifted them a goal with the back pass, but that's a good finish by the great finish by the lads, and I think it's only what they deserve for their performance in the first half. But I thought we defended magnificently in the whole game, for the aerial bombardment that we got from throw-ins. I mean, there must have been 20 throw-ins thrown into our box tonight, 25, and we've stood up to it, and that all bodes well for the future.
There's a temptation to say, did the early red card affect the game? But it actually seemed, as you've just said about Carlisle's performance, that it seemed to galvanise them. Did the red card that you received galvanise your players?
Possibly, I don't know. But, they were comfortably the better team in the first half, and back I'd be lying if I said they weren't. And we seemed to go into our shell when the sending off appeared. We got nervous. We were going backwards a lot. We were trying to keep the ball on a bobbly pitch, and we weren't hurting them at all. I think we only had a chance in probably the last minute of the first half. And we fell into the trap of being predictable, and I've got to shake this off. That's 3 performances in a row, and I'll take away the first 15 minutes on Saturday. That's 3 first halves that we haven't turned up, and we've got to get better than that. Well, I know we are better than that. When you're not playing particularly well, it's very important that you can pick up something, and so tonight was a very valuable point.
In terms of good things, particularly in that second half, the goal that you scored from Terry Gornell was one you'd have been proud of, wasn't it?
Well, we were just speaking last week about our lack of headed goals. We haven't scored a lot of headed goals, so it was great to get one tonight. You know what you're getting from Terry. He's an honest lad. He works hard. I must say, when he's gone clean through and he's got bundles over, you're just questioning why a foul's not given. But then, I've never gone through a game where I've got so few fouls, and for so many fouls that have been committed. So, I'm delighted for Teddy, because he works hard and training every day, and he hasn't sulked. He's got on with him, and he's a good character in the dressing room. His experience is invaluable to us, as some of the other lads are. And it's great when they get the award, which is a goal for Teddy.
How much credit does Mark Gillespie deserve, the Carlisle goalkeeper, particularly for the save from Billy Key, which would have made it 2-1?
He made a couple of great saves second half. And he is a good keeper, to be honest. He's one of the best, better ones in the league. They've got good players. They've got players who are a handful. And that's why it really does shock you why they haven't won as many games recently as what you think they probably ought to.
A word on Andy Proctor, his first start, I think, since last March when he broke his ankle, played the 90 minutes, and it was a trademark Accrington Stanley Andy Proctor performance, wasn't it?
Well, it was, you know, and I'm speaking to Proctor, I thought he had a smashing game for the appetite he showed. It was difficult for him, but his game is a pebble. He's honest as the day is long, and you know Proctor will want to be doing better on the ball, but you know it was a very difficult night to be doing that. And the fact that he kept going right to the end, some of the tackles he threw in, some very, very crucial ones as well, where he's tracked back and he knows the game, Proch, and he's another great lad around the place. Mr. Accrington through and through, and you know, I'm pleased that he didn't mark his return with a defeat, you know, because that would have been, I think that would have been soul destroying for him.
And I have to ask, scenes at the end, Carlisle fans, we know there's no love lost after what's gone before. A bit of argy-bargy at the end.
Well, argy-bargy for me, but it just seems ironic that they spend 75 minutes asking you what the score is, and then when you tell them and it's 1-1 when you're walking off, they don't seem to like that. So they ask you what the score is and then you tell them they don't like it. I can't legislate for that.